Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, it's with joy that we come once again, knowing that You desire for us to know about You and Your Son Jesus and Your ways. Lord, that You promised that You would give Your Holy Spirit so that He could guide us into all truth. And Lord, You said it's not by might nor by power, but by Your Spirit that we're able to live in ways that are pleasing to You. So we ask that You would anoint us with that presence of Your Spirit, and Lord, the teaching of Your Spirit, and Lord, the empowering of Your Spirit today. And we'll give You thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Blessed with Faithful Abraham, and it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 9. The gospel of Jesus Christ is for all nations. Paul the Apostle declared this to be true by using the example of God promising Abraham of old, "In you shall all nations be blessed." This promise was given before the law of God was ever shared with Moses, who received the Ten Commandments, and Abraham received God's promise by faith. God promises salvation by His grace to all who will by faith receive the substitutionary sacrifice of His Son Jesus for their sins. When we receive God's promise by faith, Paul concludes there's a special benefit in chapter 3 and verse 9 of the book of Galatians, where he wrote, "So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." Paul first makes a distinction as to whom he is speaking about. So then they which be of faith. When we read the Bible, we discover that God is watching over everyone, and there's no one whom He does not desire to save, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, it says in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. There are those, however, who choose not to believe in God's gift of Jesus Christ. They pursue other venues and ways to get to God, but they will never succeed. The very idea of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that God came to us, not us to Him. This is obtainable. This is available. They which be of faith are the ones to whom God is speaking. And in his reasoning with the Galatians about those who would impose rules and laws in addition to receiving Jesus Christ, Paul notes once again that it is by faith and not by the keeping of the law that we are blessed. Paul shares the benefit for being they which are of faith when he wrote, "are blessed with faithful Abraham." Those who believe in God's provision of grace align themselves with one of the most blessed people in the Bible, Abraham. God said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15 and verse 1, "Fear not, Abram, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward." This promise included God's protection, your shield, and provision, your exceeding great reward. When we think about it, what do we need more in our lives than God's protection and provision? This blessing is promised to those who simply believe in the gospel of grace offered by God through His Son, Jesus Christ. It's hard to imagine that anyone would reject it. God's promise is available, and the blessing that God gave to faithful Abraham is open for all to receive. Next time, we will discover a curse that is associated with the law. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name,